The past year has tested the resilience of residents in Buffalo. Grieving 10 people killed in a racist shooting in May at the top supermarket was already tough. But then not one, but two deadly blizzards so far this winter. The first one in November killed 4 people, and the storm over Christmas left 42 people dead. Now tragedy has struck the city's football team as Buffalo residents and the nation pull for Buffalo Bills player DeMar Hamlin, who suffered a cardiac arrest on the football field Monday night. He's still in intensive care, but is making progress. Still, this all has us wondering how Buffalo residents are doing. Joining us now is Buffalo's first poet laureate, Jillian Hainsworth. Hi there.
Hi, thank you for having me.
I wonder, Jillian, is there a different feel to the city as you go about your day?
I mean, for the past year, or maybe 9 months, the city has had a different feeling. I'm from Buffalo. I was born and raised right here in this city. And the energy in the city is something I've never felt before. There is this two-sided feeling. And one is just tired, you know, like we're tired of grieving, tired of mourning. But then the other half of it is like, what's next? Because whatever it is, after everything we've had to deal with, we know we can handle it. We know we will help each other get through it. So it's both of those feelings at the same time.
So does that sort of dual sense of both not just resilience, but determination mm-hmm. and also fatigue, yeah. does that change depending on what part of the city you're in? I'm thinking of those perhaps who live near the grocery store where 10 people were murdered. Are they perhaps under more strain?
Yeah, so on the east side of Buffalo, everyone is under more strain. A lot of the issues that we saw after the May 14th shooting, when it comes to food access, when it comes to public safety, when it comes to the way our communities are understood, these are not new issues. They were just exacerbated issues. And unfortunately, a lot of those issues stay, they're still at the height of being a problem in these communities. I always say the shooting is a different type of thing. You know, I've seen a lot of lists of all the things Buffalo has gone through, and I always am hesitant to add the shooting to that list because it happened in Buffalo, but it didn't happen to Buffalo. It happened to the east side of Buffalo. It happened to Black people in Buffalo. Like, it's a very, very specific and unique type of grief. But when you go to certain parts of the city, they might just be like, man, the storm was crazy, and what happened to DeMar Hamlin was crazy. We're praying for him. We're believing for him. But they may not even mention the top shooting. Whereas when you go on the east side, that's still the thing at the forefront of our minds.
Speaking of DeMar Hamlin, the Buffalo Bills player who collapsed on the field, I wonder whether that is a full Buffalo tragedy and what the reaction has been there.
Honestly, the reaction here has been like just unifying and praying. I went to a prayer vigil at the stadium, and that may have been the first time that I stood in a circle with Bills legends and fans and media, and everybody outwardly prayed. And we all just agreed on it. You know, our football team is the one thing that we can all kind of get behind, regardless of what part of the city you're from, regardless of your socioeconomic standing. Like, we all really love the football team. Because of what the football team symbolizes in our community is definitely something that everyone pulled behind.
You know, poets so often help us reframe tragedy and give words to feelings that for the rest of us are often difficult to speak about. I wonder how you're thinking about this moment, not just moment, but year in your city.
I wrote like this little note, and I can't remember everything it said, but it was an apology. And it's like, I know we're strong. We're strong. We don't need tragedy to strike to tell us how strong we are. But I am sorry that we have to keep recognizing our strength this way. Like, I'm sorry that our strength has to keep being tested. I'm sorry that we have to continue to fight. Like, it's just been such a fight. And I'm going to go beyond May 14th. Since 2020, when a lot of communities started seeing economic ruin due to the pandemic, like, we have been fighting. And I think it's important to acknowledge that we are strong, but to also acknowledge that it is so hard to have to constantly realize your strength. And it's okay if it doesn't feel fair. It's okay if you're tired. You have to feel your feelings so that you can identify them. And then at some point, we have to get back up because we are the ones that are helping our communities. Like, we are the ones, after the storm, people were taking food out of their refrigerators to give it to neighbors they've never met. People were risking their lives to go outside and help rescue people they've never met. So we have the tools, we have each other, and that's something to celebrate. But it's okay to feel like, man, I am tired of my strength being tested, but we will get through it. We always do.
Jillian Hainsworth, Buffalo's first poet laureate. Jillian, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.